So here on the left, you see a screenshot of the child adolescent medical history section on page 8. And on the right, you have a screenshot of the adult full assessment medical history section on page 9. Please remember to utilize NA so as not to leave any blanks if information does not apply, or state unknown if it's not known. While all items asked in this section are important, I would like to place a special note on the allergies question. This information is of the utmost importance to ensure that the client is kept safe from any and all allergies by all staff. Sarah has an allergy, and staff are sure to document what happens if the client were exposed to penicillin. And on the right for James, we see that the staff documents specific information related to hypothyroidism. In the comments section, we are basing this information off of the client's verbal report and a written report provided by the client's primary care physician. This reference to hypothyroidism is particularly important to rule out a medical cause for James's depressive symptoms. One final note, you will also notice that on the right column for James under major medical problems, the adult full assessment has an added column for family. So this again, as mentioned in the previous slide, is only on the adult full assessment.